Indeed it is, and thank you, Sean. Right now, we've got 29 degrees, beautiful downtown Manchester. Well, we alluded to it a little bit ago, and Swish and I were talking about sports. I got a phone call about 10:50 last night, and I was already asleep. And it was this young lady right here on the phone who said, hey, we just got back to the hotel, or a different hotel. Alyssa Kleinlein, day three of our national FFA convention coverage, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. All right, Alyssa, set the scene. What happened last night? And is everybody still sleeping this morning?
Yeah, we're all still asleep. The sprinkler system last night in our hotel, someone hit it. So water was all over our ag teacher's room and in the hallway.
Oh, no. So how many people had to relocate then?
Our entire group.
Oh, so everybody from Starmont plus some neighbors too, or just you guys?
Yeah, Starmont, Mack Valley, Wapsie Valley, and MSO.
Oh, my good. So the entire Northeast Iowa contingent had to move hotels in the dark of night last night.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But you were telling me you're actually closer today. If it weren't for this, you would still be sleeping right now.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for making the sacrifice for our KMCH audience. Set the scene for me. Take me back to what the first full day of convention was like for you guys yesterday.
Yesterday morning we went to opening session and had a giant dance party with everybody that was there.
Gotcha. What'd you talk about in opening session? Anything worthwhile of notable news?
We talked, or our keynote speaker was Tamika, and she was a four-time gold medalist for basketball.
Okay.
So she talked to us about being bold.
Gotcha.
And then we learned a little bit about our national president, and then that was pretty much opening ceremony or session yesterday.
And then what else did you do yesterday besides move hotels?
We went to convention hall. That was a mess.
So tell me about that. What's that all about?
It's one building that all of like the shopping and booths that hand out free stuff are at, and 65,000 FFA members in the same booth or the same building.
Wow.
So it was kind of busy.
Wow. And then last night, I know there were a few concerts last night. What did you guys get to do last night?
Move hotels.
So that was your entire evening, was moving hotels last night.
Yeah, by the time we made it back from convention and stuff, it was pretty late already, and then we ran out for supper and came back, and we had to move hotel.
Oh, goodness. Well, tell me about today. What's on the docket for today?
Going home.
Okay, so you guys just sleeping in and then coming back home today sometime. What time do you think y'all going to be back to Starmont High School proper?
We're scheduled to be back about 4:30.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, so far, your favorite part of convention, what's the part that sticks out to you so far?
Yesterday was pretty fun. We saw some celebrities.
Ooh, celebrities like John Swisher, or celebrities like legit celebrities?
Well, celebrities to like people our age.
Oh.
But
did you hear that, Swish? So really celebrities true. Like people our age.
I'm not a YouTuber, so yeah.
I think you hurt his feelings.
Crying.
He's very upset back here. Well, so, and you've sent some pictures. We have some opening pictures from opening session and everything we're going to put up on our website. And are you excited to, I know, to get home and then go back again next year? Was it something like, I can't wait to do it again next year?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Good. And made a lot of friends. And have you traded buttons or anything with anybody yet?
No, we met a lot of people, though. Took a lot of pictures.
Gotcha. All right. Well, hey, I'll let you get back to it. You guys had a very late night last night. Thank you so much for giving up part of your trip this week and keeping us up to date with everything going on at the National FFA Convention. All right?
Yep. Thank you.
You bet. You travel home safe. Alyssa Kleinlein been joining us all week long here with our coverage from the National FFA Convention. And it's brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Right here in Manchester. We thank them for that as well. Check out pictures and our audio on the website kmch.com. We'll rewind with CBS coming up after we hear from Bon Jovi this Friday morning on Mix 94.7 KMCH at 6:43. Good morning.